The habitat that you enter at Stop 8 is a woodland in transition. Dr. Austin planted thousands of trees in the 1930s to transform the barren, sandy ground into habitat that would attract more birds. He planted many non-native species, including European red pine, Scotch pine, and Norway spruce, according to the conventional wisdom of that time. Many of the trees in this European red pine plantation are dead or dying now, due to both old age and infestations of native insects. The woodland is changing to one of native pine pitch, white pine, and oak, and is referred to as plant succession. We don't remove dead trees unless, of course, they are a safety hazard, because dead trees play an important role in the ecology of the forest. They provide food and shelter to a wide variety of organisms, from fungi and insects to birds and mammals. In turn, fungi, bacteria, insects, and rain all work to decompose the wood. It takes about 20 years for a dead tree to disintegrate into soil from which new plants will grow. Nature is the original recycler. Colonized by bark beetles, carpenter ants, and termites, upright snags or dead trees are a major food source for woodpeckers. Other than their larger size, hairy woodpeckers look like downy woodpeckers. Here's the call of the downy. And now a hairy. Listen for woodpeckers drumming on a tree trunk like this. Not all of the sounds of the forest are birdsong. This nasal sound, almost like a bleating sheep, belongs to the fowler's toad. Frequently, you'll hear a continual loud chipping like this. Any idea who makes that call? It's a chipmunk. Chipmunks gather acorns and other nuts and seeds for winter, filling their cheek pouches until they bulge. They hoard a large food supply in underground burrows, where they remain dormant for much of the winter. Gray squirrels are active throughout the year. They gather nuts for winter and bury them in shallow individual holes. Excluding their bushy tails, squirrels are roughly twice as long as chipmunks, but weigh 5 to 6 times more. It's fairly easy to distinguish between the gentle rustling of chipmunks and the loud crashing of gray squirrels as they travel through the woods. Here's the gray squirrel's chatter. Red squirrels are highly territorial. They warn off intruders with their guttural chittering. Red squirrels feed on buds and flowers in spring and on fruits, nuts, and pine cones in summer and fall. They often feed in the same place every day, leaving a large midden or pile of nutshells and pine cone debris below. As you walk through the woodland, be aware of the variety of sounds. How many can you identify?
With your back to marker 8, turn toward 3 o'clock and continue walking through the woodland, following the vegetative edge on your right for approximately 170 feet. The wooden guide rails that flank marker 9 will be on your right. Find the marker, then press 9.